You're listening to the 2-Minute Time Lord, 120 seconds of concentrated commentary, because we're all in a hurry.
Hi, I'm Chip, and welcome to 2MTL 259. It was several days ago that the rumors, only rumors, surfaced and then faded that a certain Benedict Cumberbatch would be appearing as the Master next year. And maybe some intrepid set reporters could set me straight. Please don't. But I simply don't buy it. Now, I come from a podcasting community where we appear on each other's shows so often that I caught myself fixing breakfast for Warren from Radio Free Scaro this morning, and he's 3 time zones away. And I know the British television community is pretty small and insular. But for the star of one of Stephen Moffat's blockbuster hits to be the special guest villain for his other blockbuster hit, it's just too insidery for me. I'm not buying it. But I'll tell you the name of the actor who should next play the Master in Doctor Who. And that actor is John Sim. And not for a blink and you'll miss him regeneration scene either. Now, I know that he and David Tennant were pretty much made for each other. That Tennant-Sim-RTD triumvirate is right there on the paperback cover to The Writer's Tale, I know. And it's patently obvious that Stephen Moffat doesn't do reruns. He put his stamp on Doctor Who, and Sim's part of the old guard, right? That's all true, but here's the thing. John Sim doesn't have to play the same Master. RTD essentially retconned the Master as being driven mad by the Time Lords, but that status quo ended in their last episode. And while we could say that the Master simply died and regenerated then, it's not necessary. Instead, we could see Sim as an entirely different man, reborn mentally but not physically. Would he be more like Roger Delgado's smooth sociopath? Might he even be benign, quietly enjoying life, but unlike Derek Jacobi's turn, fully aware of who he is? No, I don't think Sim should remain the Master indefinitely, or for much longer. But say what you will about the scripts, Sim was captivating in the role, and he'd have the freedom to completely reinterpret it without the sound of drums in his head. I want him back, as the Master, for at least one more episode. And that's 2-Minute Time Lord Podcast number 259. More episodes are at TWOMinuteTimeLord.com, no punctuation. iTunes, Twitter, numeral 2-Minute Time Lord, Facebook, numeral 2-Minute Time Lord. It's all there for the taking. Catch you next time. Bye-bye.